Well, welcome everybody to the monthly global water healing meditation. This is Mary Getten, and today is Friday, June 5th, 2020, and it is the start of our seventh year of doing these. Woohoo for us! It's just amazing that already we're starting our seventh year. And just a reminder to everyone that all of the past meditations are on the website, globalwaterhealing.org. So anytime you want to spend a half hour doing a guided meditation for the waters of the planet, you have 6 years worth to pick from. And it's really fun to go back sometimes and revisit some of these meditations because they're all different. So before we get started today, I'd like to just take our loving minute that we've been doing for the last few months. This is something David Spangler started. So just close your eyes and just become inwardly still and quiet. Take a few deep breaths. And now open your eyes and just look around, taking in everything in your immediate environment. Just notice what's there. And now go within, into your heart space, to a place of love, compassion, and kindness. And from that place, appreciate and honor everything that is around you. And visualize a sphere of lovingness emerging from your heart, expanding out to touch and bless everything that you can see. And then ask that this same spirit of love expand to embrace the world itself, all beings, all life, that they may experience the love at the heart of creation. So let's just give our attention here for a minute to this silent, loving emanation that's going out to the world and to all beings within the world. Thank you. All right. So I'm really excited to have a new meditation leader here today, Gentle Thunder. And Gentle Thunder is a highly regarded medicine woman. She's an earth guardian, a water protector, and a humanitarian. And she's been called to serve all around the world, South America, the World Peace Movement in South Korea, the Parliament of World Religions in Salt Lake City. And she's constructed medicine wheels as part of the planetary grid. And Gentle Thunder also serves as a sacred water carrier. And it's her belief that uniting the water unites people, and uniting people will ultimately bring world peace. So if you'd like to find out more, you can check her website, gentlethunderjourney.com. And I'm just really, really thrilled to have you here today, Gentle Thunder, and see what you've brought for us.
Thank you, Mary. I'm really honored to be here this morning. It's 6 a.m. here on Maui. It's quite early.
But, I know.
I felt very much pulled to be part of the water blessings that you all have been facilitating for all these years. And also feel honored that I get to facilitate today the meditation on your anniversary, 7 years. Congratulations.
Mm. Yeah.
And thank you to everyone that felt the calling to be with us this morning, this afternoon, wherever you are. And I would like to invite you at this time to go ahead and call in any and all beings, entities, spirits, guardians, ancestors that you normally work with, especially in these times that we're in of there's so much emotion swirling around most of you. We don't feel the impact so much here on the Hawaiian Islands because most everyone practices aloha daily. Aloha is mercy, compassion, love, forgiveness, and so much more. And there was a protest on Sunday, but it was quite peaceful. There was no anger or anything like that. So I can't imagine what it feels like back on Turtle Island, although I've heard the stories. And so, you know, let's just call in whoever it is we work with. If you have some crystals, feel free to grab those now, or if they're in your field, they can stay where they are. What I'd like to do is create sacred space while you all are calling in your those that you work with, and then we're going to honor the four directions together. So while you're calling them in, I'm just going to recap that when we create sacred space and summon the healing powers of nature, most of our fear and pain derives from the feelings that the world is not a safe place for us. Within sacred space, everyone is protected. When we open sacred space, we leave behind the affairs of ordinary life and prepare to meet the divine. Sacred space allows us to enter our quiet inner world where healing takes place. Within sacred space, our burdens become lighter, and we can be touched by the hand of spirit. Sacred space also gives us access to the luminous healers, the medicine men and women who assist us from the spirit world. So whether you're sitting, standing, laying down, it's not necessary to face each direction. This is a Munakai prayer for creating sacred space invocation. So we're going to start with the south. And you can just visualize or put your hand towards the south. To the winds of the south, great serpent, wrap your coils of light around us. Teach us to shed the past the way you shed your skin, to walk softly upon the earth. Teach us the beauty way. And then turn or face your hand to the west. To the winds of the west, Mother Jaguar, protect our medicine space. Teach us the way of peace, to live impeccably, and show us the way beyond death. And then turn or face your hand to the north, to the winds of the north. Hummingbird, grandmothers and grandfathers, ancient ones, come and warm your hands by our fires. Whisper to us in the wind. We honor you who have come before us and you who will come after us, our children's children. Turn or face your hand to the east. To the winds of the east, great eagle, condor, come to us from the place of the rising sun. Keep us under your wing. Show us the mountains that we only dare to dream of. Teach us to fly wing to wing with the Great Spirit. And you can either place your hand on the ground and before you, or you can just hover your hand over. Mother Earth, we've gathered for the healing of all your children, the stone people, the plant people, the four-leggeds, the two-leggeds, the creepy crawlers, the fin, the furred, and the winged ones, all our relations. How about both hands up towards the sky, the cosmos, and the ethers? Father Sun, Grandmother Moon, to the star nations, Great Spirit, you who are known by a thousand names, and you who are the unnameable one, thank you for bringing us together so that we may sing the songs of life. Aha. I would like to honor the ancestor spirits, to honor all our relations, with an opening welcoming song. It's a Pueblo welcoming song. And I invite you to take in some deep breaths, nice, slow, deep inhalation through your nose. Fill up your lungs and hold that breath for 2 to 3 seconds and slowly release it with a ha. In aloha, the ha is the breath. In Qigong, the ha is the heart. And do that as long as you need to, the breath, to center yourself. And if you're sitting or standing, make sure your feet are firmly on the ground and uncross your legs. Heartbeat of the mother, connecting with your heartbeat. Breathe in her love. are here today to honor the water, all bodies of water, the rivers, the creeks, the streams, the oceans, the lakes. But most importantly, to honor the crystalline waters that reside within our human bodies. Because we are of that, we are already connected to all the waters. And the rain. We're grateful for the rainfall when the thunder beams bring that down. To nurture and nourish the plant kingdom, the animal kingdom, flowers, helps fill up our lakes, our rivers, our streams, and the snow when it melts. I invite you to anchor in a beautiful golden light from the cosmos and anchor that golden light through your crown chakra. With every inhalation, welcome in that golden light through your entire being. With every exhalation, visualize and feel that beautiful light going past your third eye, your throat chakra, your heart chakra, your solar plexus, your sacral, down through your root chakra, down through your feet, anchoring in this beautiful golden light into Mother Earth. From your heart space, feel free to place your hands over your heart if you wish, or your hands on your lap, palms up. Visualize that beautiful pink light permeating out of your heart center, cascading out into the room where you are. Out into the house where you live. Out into the town where you live. Out into the state where you live. And eventually, collectively, we're going to surround Pachamama, though unseen, Mama Gaia, Mother Earth, with this beautiful, radiant, pink light that's permeating out of our heart spaces. We're going to stay here for a moment. Just visualize all bodies of water, crystal clear, clean, pristine, so clean that we can just scoop up that water and drink it right to our mouth. Visualizing everything so bright and vibrant in color, because heaven is already here. peace is already here. And just stay there for as long as you can, as long as you need to. If you find your mind wandering, just go back to your breath and come back to your heart. Take in a couple more deep breaths with me. Inhalation, nice and slow through your nose. And release it with a ha through your mouth. Honor Grandmother Moon on this beautiful day as she loves up on us with her energy. Father, Son, we thank you for your radiance, for your light, for your nourishment. For the sacred, precious waters, we thank you for sustaining our human vessels, our body temples. When you're ready, I invite you to start bringing back that beautiful pink light that's surrounding Mother Earth right now. With every inhalation, bring that light back towards your heart center. All the way back into the state of where you live. All the way back to the town where you live. All the way back into the house where you live. Back into the room where you are right now. Back into your heart space. Keeping your eyes closed. Continue with your breath if you need. I'm being guided to share with you this rainbow activation that I've been guided to tone for the waters here on Maui and the ocean that surrounds our island and the Aina, which means island. Oh. Taking a deep inhalation through your nose. Exhale with a ha. While your eyes are still closed. Take your time coming back. Keep your eyes closed if you choose. Start to wiggle your fingers and your toes. Rotate your ankles and your wrists. Stretch out your arms and your legs if you can. This will help integrate all the frequencies and downloads and activation codes you've just received. Before we conclude, we need to close up sacred space in a similar manner as which we did to open it up. We thank Father Sun, Grandmother Moon, and the Star Nations for being part of this gathering today. Thank you for holding a safe container for us. Aha. Mother Earth, we thank you for creating such a grounding space for us. Aha. To the great eagle and condor of the East, thank you so much for being present and part of this sacred healing space today. Aha. To the grandmothers, grandfathers, ancient ones, and the hummingbird of the north, thank you for coming to whisper with us in the winds. Aha. Mother Jaguar of the west, thank you for protecting our medicine space today. Aha. And to the great serpent of the south, thank you for teaching us and showing us how to walk ever so softly upon the earth and teaching us this beauty way. Aha. And before we completely close the circle, let's make sure that we thank, honor all of the beings that we called into our space to be with us today, to assist us and be with us through this meditation, our ancestors, our guides, our angels, our guardians, our relatives, Galactic Federation, our dragons, whoever it is you called into your space. Thank them for coming. And when you are ready, you may open your eyes. We We are complete. The circle is now closed.
Wow, thank you so much. That was so beautiful and powerful.
My pleasure. Thank you. Thank you, Mary, for thank you, Universe. Thank you, Creator, for having that slot available and open for the month of June for
connecting
for me
us
to come
together.
And share. Yeah, connecting us together, especially now. It was all divinely planned long ago that we are all here together today in this space.
All right. Sending that beautiful healing pink light around the planet that so needs it right now.
And it was well received.
Yeah.
Mother Earth felt it and received it, and so did every single human being, every sentient being. The plant kingdoms, the animal kingdoms all received what we shared today. So thank you. Thank all of you. Appreciate you and love you all so much.
Yeah. If there's anybody that would like to ask General Thunder a question, or if you just have something quick you want to share, go ahead and star 6 and unmute yourself. Tell us your name.
Maybe they're all still out of it. That happens.
That happens a lot.
My body. Yeah, my body is still, it's very powerful medicine that channels through me. And even my whole body is tingling. My hands are sweating still.
It
can be very potent. So that's why I invited those to take their time coming back, because it can take a while. Because the integration of the body, taking on the energies and receiving all those light codes, activation codes, downloads, and everything that you all needed to continue on your journey and your ascension path, you received today. So just know that as we are in these times, we're being asked to warrior up, level up. Level up, because we're being asked to hold the light and ignite that light within us ever so more powerfully than we ever have in this human lifetime.
Yes. That's beautiful.
So, Gentle Thunder, my name is Joanna, and I just want to thank you so much. It was very beautiful. Yeah, and warrior
welcome,
up, everybody.
Yes, warrior up. Warrior up with love. We can be like Cupid and shoot love arrows on to everybody. Because really, love is the answer. Love is the only way. Love conquers all, and it's the truth. If I may share something that I have experienced in this human lifetime, that the darkness had tried many times to take me down or take me out, because as we continue to elevate, ascend, and remember who we are and reclaiming our own power and stand in our truth, they will attempt to knock us down. And that's what's happening now. And within the planet, you know, many have been infiltrated and being utilized as puppets right now. So we send them love and light, especially those who are in that state of fear and anger and frustration. But that force did not take me out. I resisted and I stood in my power. So then it tried towards my family and it tried towards one of my brothers. And once I recognized what was happening, I just shouted out loud, "You may have him temporarily, but the power of my love that I have for him is greater than you." And one thing that I've also experienced that it doesn't like, I like to use a metaphor. Remember the Wicked Witch in the Wizard of Oz? And when they threw water on her, and she's like, I'm melting, I'm melting. When you say to the darkness or anybody that you can tell with, by looking in their eyes, if they're being compromised or infiltrated, you just say, I love you. Just look at them soul to soul and really feel that when you're saying it, it neutralizes it instantly. True. Yeah. It works. Absolutely.
Yes.
Wow. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. Anyone else have returned back to their human body?
I'd like to say something.
Yes, and I have to say, you need to come back. If you, I know you're really enjoying where you are at right now, but you need to come back because we need you here now. This is what you, your contract, when you agreed to come back to planet Earth this time, your work is not done yet, unless you choose it to be, because we are here of free will.
Hi, this is
Tina
Tobias.
Hi there.
Can you hear me?
Hi,
I
just wanted to share, a story, something just empowering, just what you just said. Yesterday is my dolphin call every Thursday, and I was called to actually go see the dolphins because the night before I met two whale watchers, and they were on the crew, and I said, huh. So I said, when's the next boat? They said, well, 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, Thursday. I said, well, normally I have my dolphin call at noon. So we go out. We encountered not whales, but a pod of about 300 dolphins. And they rode with us for about 30 minutes. And they all said, normally, if the dolphin really likes the boat, they'll stay with us. And it was just beautiful. And it's just like what you said. It's like if you're just putting out the love, and just seeing the dolphins and swim in the waters, and it's just so important for us to keep these waters clean. And with all the negativity that's going on, if you just be in the moment and watch these dolphins and remember that the love and the life, that it's normal for them. So if anyone gets down, do all these beautiful, normal things, because the masks are off out there. They're on the boat, and then immediately, as soon as you leave the dock, you're back to Normalville. And it is gorgeous. And they're laughing and jumping and riding the waves, and they're all around the boat. And it just immediately will ground you. So I just wanted to share that positive thing. Thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. Are you the dolphin whale ambassador?
No, but they come to me all the time.
Okay.
So
beautiful.
No, I'm not.
Mm-hmm. Well, what you just expressed, I'd like to piggyback off of that. You know how the dolphins are always so playful. So, you know, prayer is wonderful. Meditation is wonderful. But what also is good medicine for the planet is for us to laugh often, be playful, and especially dance. And that's what the dolphins reminded you yesterday to do, is dance and be playful. Because when we're in that space, it's easier for us to stay in that frequency of love and heart, right?
Mm. Yeah.
And not to get caught up in what's going on out there.
Yes,
so, being playful and dancing. Dancing, you know, oftentimes I'll just put in my some YouTube music and I'll stand on the beach and I don't care who's around. I'll just start dancing and I'm facing the ocean and I'm visualizing that I'm dancing with the dolphins and all the beings that are in the ocean, and we're just playing together. And you know, I received a very powerful message during a medicine journey six full moons ago today, actually. Yeah, six full moons ago, that the message was, it's about the dance. And what I take from that, what that means to me, is no matter where anyone is, because we are all one, to get past the judgment and remember that it's about the dance, no matter where everyone is on their ascension path, whether they're still in 3D and they're not awake yet, we're dancing with them. We're dancing with everyone and everything on this planet. And if we just keep our minds and to remember that it's about the dance, then it'll help us get through all of this more fluidly. You know, we have to go through it, of course, because we cannot go around it, under it, or over it. We have to go through this, but we are doing this together. And the light is, we are winning. We have already won. Let me rephrase that. We have already won over any darkness. It's just plain pretty chicken shit right now, excuse my language, and this is the last stint that it's pulling because the pandemic didn't keep us down. This is the last stint. About 3 weeks ago, I mentioned it. We were at the plateau of the first wave and that there was a second wave coming. We are in the second wave now. Mm-hmm. And if you go to my YouTube channel, you can read some of the transmissions from Three Skulls that transmuted some very profound messages through me in the year 2015. And it's interesting because what they spoke of then, we're in it now. And if you listen to the audio, I'm reading the transmissions. If you go there, you might have a clearer understanding, if you don't already, of what this is, and it may help to ease your own feelings that you may be feeling of fear and frustration or even anxiety. So once we have an understanding of things, sometimes it helps us to get through it with more of an ease and grace.
What is your YouTube channel?
It's Gentle Thunder Journey 999.
Mm. 999. Fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm sure there's many people here that are going to want to check that out. Well, is there anybody who has something you'd like to say or ask before we close it up for today? Okay.
If not now, Mary, if not now, then they're all welcome to send me an email. All one word, wearemedicinejourney@gmail.com. Because many times things don't come up at the moment, but they may come up later.
All right. Could you say that again?
Yes.
wearemedicinejourney@gmail.com. At Gmail.
All one word, okay. No uppercases. Thank you.
Fabulous. Mm-hmm. Jamie, did I hear you?
I believe there was one person.
Yeah.
Hi. This is Jamie.
Hi, Jamie.
And I am coming through. I guess I pushed star 6 instead of 6.
Yeah.
Prior to this. And I'm just so delighted and enthralled by this experience and being with all of you. And I like connecting people to other people that have this incredible beauty and connection to what's happening right now. Mm-hmm. And there's I don't remember his name, but his website is pohala.net. And you may know of him living in Hawaii, but he works with Fern Energy. And he's an incredible human being. And also this songwriter artist, his name is Thunderstorm, and he's the most gentle, beautiful soul. So I just wanted to share that with you, but I'm feeling a little bit shy today, but it was a profound experience, and I'm so glad we're all together and that everything's connected so that it's spreading everywhere.
Mm. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Yeah.
There is no accident that you hit star 6 because you just express your shyness. This is a great opportunity for you to work on your throat chakra.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I've been actually putting crystals there lately.
There you go.
The affirmation that I read once before, and it said, I speak my truth with joy, as I move to the center core of my being. And that's really powerful for me.
Mm. That's beautiful.
I love you. I love you. Okay. Love you.
Take care.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I just would like to remind everyone, next month on July 3rd, Kai Altair is going to be back. I think she did led a meditation for us a couple years ago, and she will be back next month. And I hope next year we'll get Gentle Thunder to come back again when she's in a more appropriate time zone. So she doesn't have to get
it's
up
perfect.
And talk
it's
in the
fine.
Morning.
It's fine. It's fine, Mary.
Oh, well, thank
I just
you
went
so
to
much.
Sleep a little earlier.
Great. I'm yeah. glad you could. So what I'm going to do then is unmute everybody, and we're all going to have our chaotic goodbye and blessings to everyone for a beautiful month, and we'll see you next time.
You did.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Sending love
bye
and light.
Say love to everyone.
Hello, Chinawi and Hawaii and the dolphins and whales. Thank you.
Much love.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye bye.
Bye-bye, Frederic.
Bye-bye. Oh, there is the moon, and there is the eclipse.
Yes, today.
Yes, today.
Yes.